Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. We're going to hear from a tour guide in Poland. Christopher Scatella is based in Krakow and often leads visitors to see Auschwitz, the Nazi death camp about an hour to the west. He and travel expert Matthew Brumley are going to talk about Auschwitz on this Holocaust Remembrance Day, but they begin their conversation in Krakow itself.
Where do you take people and what kind of things do you do or what kind of things do you show them?
Here in Krakow, Krakow itself is a wonderful place. We have an old town, we have a castle which is over 1,000 years old, Jewish quarter, and of course once a year on the turn of June and July more or less each year we have the one of the biggest Jewish festivals in Europe, thousands of guests. And it's not only klezmer music, there are different types of music, there is a poetry, there is a more religious side of it.
Right, so there was a tremendously large Jewish population in Poland before World War II, and we were talking earlier about how the Polish government has passed a law restricting the way people talk about the camps in public. And when I talk about the camps, of course, I'm speaking about probably the most famous death camp created by the Nazis, and I'm talking about Auschwitz. Can you tell us a little bit about that, about those laws?
The bill was that publicly on the radio or in newspapers or in books, in public, you can't use the phrase Polish death camps, because a lot of people in the world who don't know the history, if they hear Polish death camps, they think that these death camps were organized by Polish. This is the issue that here really a lot of people suffered, and some oldest people still remember it. Yes, my grandmother, for example, had to escape from Germans, and then 17 days later we were attacked by Soviets, and they entered from the east, and we were in between.
So, as a tour guide, and you know, I've been through Auschwitz with groups, and I find it, you know, to be very emotional. I'm never 100% sure how to express, you know, the sorrow, the pain, and I'm wondering how do you feel about bringing people through a place like Auschwitz and experiencing this part of world history.
I feel it as kind of a mission as well, because Auschwitz is a very dark place, showing us a big tragedy, of course. We commemorate the victims, of course, but it brings us a lot of reflections about our life today, yes, that we should build these bridges that we are talking about, and that having different stereotypes and hate towards the other can lead to such an awful time, to such a hell on earth, because it was really hell on earth when you see people's hair, when you see children's shoes. You can't digest this tragedy. You can't emotionally feel it to the end, because it's too much, yes? It's too much what happened.
Listening to your voice brought me back there. You know, I've been there two or three times, and I mean, just even hearing about it makes me, you know, kind of all these emotions start bubbling up. You know, and there's more and more people, as you know, some of these people that went through these things personally, as they pass away, and there's more and more people denying. There's more deniers popping up all over the planet. So I think the more people that can actually see these, witness, you know, places like Auschwitz with their own eyes, makes it much more difficult to do that.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. That's a main mission of this museum, that by visiting and being more aware, there is always a chance not to repeat it, a bigger chance not to repeat such situations. Yeah.
That was Christopher Scatella, a tour guide in Krakow, Poland. He spoke to KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley. There will be events commemorating Holocaust Remembrance Day on Sunday at the Holocaust Center for Humanity in Seattle. Local survivors will present their stories. You can find information through a link at our website, knkx.org.